Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Buffalo now back over McKay to Smith. Smith inside. Floater pass out in front. Between the legs, shot by Chase Frazier. Scores.
Clip it for Frazier, John. My goodness.
Bandits win, and the NLL Finals await. I looked up words that rhyme with triple, by the way, and there's like nothing that works.
So you don't have to say three-peat?
Yeah, it's gotta be three-peat. Shouldn't Bandits fans be calling this, if they're not, the Bandits Invitational, the Finals? They're in the Finals every year.
Going for a third straight championship. I mean,
honestly.
Yeah.
At least lately.
Yeah.
They went through a period there without... Well, not winning one. They had made the finals a couple times, right? But it had been like 2008 till, again, it was like 2 years ago. Which I feel like for them is a long time because, you know, they're often like the best team or one of the best teams.
Yep.
But that'll be fun.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Monday. Derby, drama in the NHL and the NBA playoffs, and you know, NFL offseason rolls on. We're 9 days away from the schedule, which is when... Feels like you're not allowed to say what you think a team's record will be until you see the order of the games. I subscribe to that. What do you think for the Bills? 14-3? I don't know. I got to see what the order of the games is. 13-4?
Even though we do know the opponents,
that's
and
right.
Where they're being played. And
we do,
yeah.
But you know, we're going to make plans. Are we going to be watching them play Philadelphia on Christmas?
Yeah.
Here? Are we going to watch them on a Thursday night? On the road, is there a short week in getting ready for Cincinnati? You know, all these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're a week away from leaks, I would say, right? 2 days before is when you first start getting the first bits of information. What's the thing we're most interested to find out? Is it the prime time? Is it the final game in the stadium? Is it the opener? Like, if I could tell you right now, you can find out the one thing about the schedule, any one thing about the schedule you want. What would it be?
I'd want to know if they're playing on Christmas.
Okay.
But I think they are. I fully expect that they are.
And you want them to play on Christmas?
I don't know that I want that, no. But I just expect they are. It's a triple header.
Okay.
So Christmas Day night. Something like that.
Yeah.
Give the country a snowy snow globe game at night.
Right. Right. It's going to be Buffalo, Green Bay. They're going to pick wherever. What are the most likely snow globe destination cities?
Yep.
Pittsburgh, or they already did Pittsburgh, maybe Cleveland or something will get thrown in the mix there for a home game.
Bill Steelers could be a game. Whatever. We'll see in 9 days the schedule, and then we'll have an idea. Although
that one would be in Pittsburgh.
That's right. This or time Dublin. Next week, we might have a couple answers. Like Pittsburgh's playing in Ireland.
Right.
We don't know who the team that's going to play in Ireland against Pittsburgh is. That could be the Bills. So maybe an international trip is on the way. But I put up a Twitter poll today if you want to get a Bills conversation going, which, you know, we're always open for that. Throwing a grade on the offseason, how would you rate their results, filling needs, adding talent, etc.? And, you know, a poll like this does not allow me the opportunity to throw in all of the pluses and minuses, like A-, B+, C+, B-. So I just have an A, B, C, and F, which,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess I could have put D up there instead of F, but whatever. It's Twitter poll.
Right.
I like to say it's not congressional testimony, it's a Twitter poll.
Uh-huh.
So A, B, C, F, what do you want? And as you might expect, F's not getting a lot. And C's not getting a lot. It's between A and B is the very firm 64% of those voting say Bills get a B on the offseason. And maybe those people want to put a B-plus on that, or maybe the A's are an A-plus. But B is winning the Twitter poll, which is not surprising to me at all. Right?
No.
They went out and they overhauled their front four. They filled some big holes. And the thing that probably keeps it from being an A.
Yeah, that's my curiosity. Why are people not answering?
I'll give you an answer to this. And this is, I'm going to steal something from the draft, and that's this. You know how in the draft we hear every year there's only 13 first-round picks, even though there are 32?
Yeah.
I kind of want to borrow that idea or borrow that concept and say, I don't know what team in the NFL does get an A-plus this offseason. Because forget the draft for a moment. The draft is... You know, some teams made some big moves like Travis Hunter to Jacksonville. Who was the biggest player that moved this offseason? Was it Metcalf?
Metcalf.
That it?
But you're not going to give Pittsburgh an A because they don't have
a quarterback. So I almost want to say, I'm not sure if I want to give any team an A on the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody traded for Myles Garrett. Nobody traded for Max Crosby. Who's the biggest name that moved? Was it Milton Williams? Josh Sweat? Free agency was plundering the Eagles a little bit. The Bills went out and got their middle-tier signings at positions that made sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost to say, I'm not saying a B is an insult, but maybe the people that are voting B, which is kind of where I land. I landed about a B+. It was a nice offseason.
Yeah.
A lot of what they did made sense, but I almost want to say I would have saved my A for Trey Hendrickson.
Right.
Which they didn't do, and they didn't have to necessarily do that.
That, by the way, could still happen.
I suppose.
For anybody. Like, everybody's had their offseason, and he still is, I think, to some extent, on the trade market. So somebody will, if he were to get traded, somebody will trade for him that already believes their offseason is over.
Yeah.
So that could happen. But I'm not holding out hope, that much hope on that at this point. Yeah, it's not having the blue chipper. That's it. Like, the goal of this offseason, I think the number one thing... The day after the season, what for me would have been, find your way to getting a star player because you have a lot of good ones and you need a great one. And the reason I wouldn't dock them too much for that is Metcalf was the only one even debatably in that class that got moved. You otherwise didn't have an opportunity to get Garrett. You weren't able to get Max Crosby and all those others. So... But I also don't want to give them an A because I know what the A looks like. The A looks like you found a way to get one of those guys.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen. So they did everything else, right? Like, for the most part, didn't they do about everything else that they could? You know, like, little bits and pieces here. Like, last Monday gets into it because, like, I would have liked to see them draft one other receiver at some point. But that, to me, is a smaller thing than the totality of the offseason. And then they found their way to Elijah Moore anyway.
Yeah.
A player that I like. So, for me, I like the Palmer signing. I like the Moore signing. I feel like they are better at wide receiver than they were last year. The rest of the offense stayed intact. And then defensively, they needed to improve and get better on their defensive line.
Not even just that.
I feel like they took enough swings at that position that a couple of them are going to make a difference.
Did they make enough moves on the defense to kind of say it's a different defense?
Yeah, right. The people playing on the defense are just going to be different, aren't they?
Yeah. It's a different defense.
How many different starters? Week one. Last year to this year?
Well,
you're going to have a different starting safety. Cole Bishop is going to be back there.
Maxwell Harrison starts.
That's two.
If you could fast forward to week seven, you could throw two new names in there. I mean, the PED suspensions for Hoyt and Ogunjobi kind of dock this number a little bit. But even the guys that are going to step in for them are new.
Right.
Whether that's Landon Jackson or if that's Bosa. Bosa. Yeah, right, Bosa.
Yeah, Bosa. Joey Bosa,
right.
Of course,
right.
Is an obvious one there. So, like, I've got... 5-6 new contributors on the defensive side of the football, and maybe even, you know, if Deion Walker can find a way to contribute, that could get up to like 7 or 8.
It's a lot of new faces on one side of the ball.
Right, and that was, everyone knew, their priority and the thing they needed to attack the most this offseason. So Yeah, B plus. I feel like if most people are landing in that spot, I'm betting that's what they're thinking. Is I wanted a star player, one didn't get added, but
not many.
You go position by position, and they kind of attacked everything that they needed to.
NFL.com has a piece right now. Jeff Chidia, NFL.com's columnist. This is from about a month ago. But the 10 best moves of the offseason to that point. Number one is a coach. Number two is Ja'Marr Chase getting extended. Number three is Davante Adams. Like Adams
got, right,
and the Commanders trade for Debo. Sam Darnold's on this list. Dre Greenlaw's on this list. Zach Bond staying with Philadelphia. Jonathan Allen, Chris Scott. A lot of these are re-signings.
Metcalf trade wasn't on there?
The Metcalf trade. Metcalf might have happened after this article was written.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is written late March. But, right, like, it was a lot of re-signings. Last year at this time, it's when did Derrick Henry sign with the Ravens? You know? Because one thing I also want to say about, if we go back to last offseason, you know, the Bills kind of had a quiet one. It was about saying goodbye to a bunch of players. This one feels like it's more about additions. Last year, the story was subtractions.
Yeah.
Whether that's Diggs, Davis, Hyde, Poyer, you know, you had
Trey White,
Mitch Morse. Last year was about look at all the players that have left.
Right.
And this year, it really wasn't about that. It was about guys coming in. They had some openings. They had some spots they could fill. So it's not
who left that they're going to badly miss.
Right. Mac Hollins, you could make a case if you want to, and Cooper, you could make a case if you want to, but
not to me with the two new guys.
No, I think they'll be all right in that department with those two.
So there really isn't one. How much are they going to miss Rasul Douglas? I mean, he wasn't playing at that high a level at the end.
There's no glaring who fills in for Tremaine Edmonds or who gets the Diggs targets. There really isn't this glaring hole. And if you look at next year, I feel like it's a lot of the same as well. Like Milano might be the question next year. What they have here is they've kind of on-ramped into – we kind of knew this would happen over the course of a transition. The new core is starting to develop. And, you know, whether that's Hairston or T.J. Sanders or Landon Jackson or Michael Hoyt, like who steps into the role that is the next big play player for them?
Right.
That used to be Hyde. That used to be Poyer. And can Rapp and Bishop become that? Can Hairston become a guy that is a ball hawk the way that Douglas was right when he showed up? So I think the offseason deserves a solid B. And by that, I mean, I don't know what A would have had to be somebody bankably great. I don't even want to give out A's to anybody because I feel like the league this year was not really about big time player movement.
Would you give an A to New England? They feel like they did the most.
Yeah.
They did the most. They brought in, they probably overpaid Diggs, but whatever. They had to bring in a veteran receiver, and they could not get Chris Godwin to take like any amount of money they offered him.
That's right.
So they ended up on Diggs.
Their big move was Milton Williams, signing him to huge money.
Yep, and he might have been the best player, not including Metcalf, that moved.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And then everyone seems to like their first round pick.
Yeah.
Will Campbell. They had the luxury of being that high.
That's the other thing. It's, you know, your offseason based on how far did you have to go. You know, if you are the Titans, you probably feel like you had an incredible offseason because you added a franchise quarterback and you added other pieces as best you could, but you had a long way to go. When you're the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Commanders, it's more about, you know, the finishing pieces. So it's probably tougher to earn a grade because you have fewer jobs available, fewer important jobs are available because you're already a good team.
Right. And for, like, if you think about the what are the other contenders that the Bills are competing with, like, the Bills attacked what they didn't have, kind of what let them down, which was the defense, and specifically the defensive line. What did the Chiefs attack? Didn't the Chiefs attack exactly what ended their season?
Offensive line.
They went after offensive line. They signed a free agent. They used their first-round pick on a guy who does have injury problems, but he's got upside. Simmons, right?
Yep. The story is as long as he's – it might be injuries. I thought it was maturity, that he's got the best tape of any tackle if they can all, you know, get it together. It's a little bit like – maybe not quite exactly like Deion Walker from the Bills in the fourth round, but there's a lot of tape out there to say there's a lot more to this player than his draft status.
Sure. And then the Ravens did what with their offseason?
They drafted Malachi Starks.
They didn't really have a theme to their offseason, I guess, that I'm thinking about.
Well, they probably, like the Bills, thought they were pretty good.
Right. Yeah, and they were already good enough on both sides of the football where, like, the roster, I don't really know how much more the roster needed to have, you know, be attacked. So, I don't know, just depending on how much you want to blame the Bills or criticize them, and I didn't want to put it that way, but how you know, disappointed you are that they didn't end up on getting one of these elite players at some position, but they didn't get moved. So, like, how... That's, for me, the part of it. Like, how mad can you really be? What was the what was the deal that happened with another team that you go, man, I wish I had that one? Because that's happened to me in the past with them. But even the Metcalf trade to some extent, but I don't know. It happened so quickly that, and he's on a place now, I just don't expect it to really work. That, I don't know. Like, I guess you could say that deal. But I'm not, like, every day coming in here and thinking constantly about, man, I can't believe they didn't get DK Metcalf. I'm not, really.
No.
I like the player, but I don't know what that move would be for anybody. Are you mad they didn't get Milton Williams?
No.
He cost a ton of money.
He did.
And for what they did in the defensive line, they really didn't break the bank on any specific player, didn't they? Like, they signed some modest free agent contracts. They took a risk on Bosa.
That's the other part of their offseason. It was extending their own guys. That's really the biggest story of what they did.
For the money. Yep. Yeah.
Rousseau, Shakir, Bernard, Benford. Like, four big extensions. Big commitments, long-term commitments. Yeah, their offseason was probably defined mostly by volume in free agency in the draft and retaining where you were, what you already had.
Yeah, I'm reading right now a 32 off-seasons graded in the NFL, and there were only, this is Yahoo Sports, only three teams were given an A.
Okay.
And like I said, 15 were given a B.
Let me see, are the A's, does New England get one of them?
New England's number one with a straight A.
Did Jacksonville get one?
No, they are not, are a B, B plus.
New England won, I don't know, Seattle, who got an A?
Chicago got an A.
Because of Ben Johnson?
Ben Johnson, the offensive line overhaul, the Colston Loveland pick, Luther Burden in round two, and then Minnesota got an A. Because they let Sam Darnold go, use the money to help J.J. McCarthy, upgrading both lines, bringing back Byron Murphy at corner, and then Aaron Jones.
All right.
So,
okay, so three A's.
Three A's, and that was it. So, right, how mad can you be that they weren't one of three A's? And those teams got it because, one, New England had the most money to spend in the NFL, and Chicago had, like, massive deficiencies, and they had a coach they needed to hire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Bills weren't going to hire Ben Johnson this offseason.
No, not at all.
So,
yeah, I mean, maybe another part of your offseason win is that Joe Brady did not leave. If Brady had left,
that's true.
We would be spending this offseason talking about, well, can whoever it is pick up where he left off, and whether they're hiring somebody from the outside or elevating somebody from the inside. Right. If Brady had left, it'd be a different conversation, but he didn't.
Four teams, by the way, got a D at the end of it.
All right. Four teams got
four
a D.
Four teams. What were the four worst off seasons, according to this Yahoo article from the weekend?
I don't know. The Jets.
The Jets got a D.
Okay.
Yep.
The Jets got a D. Did Miami get a D?
Miami got a D plus.
Okay.
Yep.
Hang your hat on that.
They did. Didn't some people like their draft? It was a...
Yes.
They're described as a meat and potatoes draft.
That's right. That's right. A team that's considered to be a finesse team went rugged in the draft. They got, you know... A little meaner.
But they did lose Terron Armstead, which is a part of this, too, in the offseason. And then the two other teams were New Orleans.
Okay. Is that because they did not get a quarterback?
I think so. That Tyler Shuck seems to be their plan right now, and they overpaid Chase Young, according to this. And then the worst team this offseason with a D- was San Francisco.
Traded Debo away.
That's kind of it, I guess.
Okay.
No key free agent additions is the other reason.
All right.
So,
Vince in Batavia. Hey, Vince, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yeah, I agree with you. We made some good moves. I just wanted to bring up one little miss maybe in the seventh round, which was LaQuint Allen from Syracuse, even though we weren't targeting a running back. This is a dude who very well may start for the Jags and have more yards than ETN by the end of the year, and I just thought we could have moved up four or five slots for a very low price and snagged him.
Thanks, Vince. I do like LaQuint Allen. I know this player. He's a heck of a player. He had a great year at Syracuse this last year. You bring up running back, and that's the next big question.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be upset that they didn't bring in a running back because a seventh rounder, and LaQuint Allen is behind another player. The Jaguars took a running back earlier in the draft.
Yes, they did.
So he was a fourth round pick. So I'm not even, I don't know if LaQuint Allen might be available in 3 months if you want him, because I don't know how many the Jags are going to carry. But yeah,
and the Bills aren't going to carry more than they're not going to carry more than three on game days. I mean, they might have a fourth on the active roster, but
yeah,
that to me, running back is pushed off till next year. But I do think one thing, like, and I wouldn't dock the Bills for this. Nor I think would many. Like, hey, I don't like your offseason because you didn't pay James Cook. Like, that's not me.
No.
There could be someone out there that thinks that. Like, I'm giving them a B. I would have given them an A if they had paid James Cook. One thing that was lost in all the things Bean said last week was he pretty much said there's no contract coming for James Cook. Not this year, at least. You know, like, the door being open to them mutually agreeing on a contract before the season, it could still happen. He did not sound last week like he thinks that's going to happen.
Yeah.
He said the words, he'll have to do it again, right? To pay for him to get that sort of money. And then didn't even say, like, we would be the ones that would give him that money.
He said he's got to prove it to us or someone else. Yeah, that's what the quote with in his conversation with Tyler Dunn about that.
And so now it's just waiting to see if he'll make it ugly, and I don't know that anybody is telling you that's around the corner.
There's plenty of reporting that it seems like he won't make it ugly because he's got to go out and prove it. Thank you for the phone call, Vince. The running back is the next big fight we all have. Should they pay him?
Yeah.
I probably lean towards that they won't. And maybe that'll be an internal debate. Maybe McDermott will want that guy back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way that he glowed about him at the end of the season... Cook went from rookie fumbling on his first ever snap, first ever carry, to McDermott at the end of the AFC Championship game or after the game, talking about his laser focus.
Mm-hmm.
And McDermott, I mean, standing behind, basically, like, that's one of my guys now.
Yeah.
Which is a strong testament to, you know, the career arc that Cook has taken. And it wouldn't be unusual in the NFL for a coach to want a player back and a GM to say, like, we're not going to do it.
Right.
I'm thinking back to, this goes way back, but when the Jets were on Hard Knocks and Revis was holding out.
Oh, okay.
Remember, for anyone that watched that year, they would have...
Vaguely remember this.
They would have meetings, Rex basically, I'm like, are we going to get this done? Can I have him back yet? When can I have him? And the GM, like, you know, we'll let you know, we're working on it. And that dynamic in NFL front offices. The Bills might have one of those on their hands next year. It could come down, of course, to how Cook plays and if he produces, but if he gives McDermott that dog laser focus for a full year, he might want him back. Then again, he might say, you know, find me my next dog.
Right.
It's the next big if, what they do. 803-0550, Paul Hamilton on the other side. The Amherst are through to the next round, and Devin Levi has been looking great. We'll talk about the Amherst. And also Tage Thompson scoring for Team USA as we get closer and closer to World Championships, all that kind of stuff. Tage trying to prove his way onto Team USA and doing a good job of that yesterday over the weekend. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.